It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He is our Braves insider, host of From the Diamond, joins us every week to talk Braves, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer from Mark Spain Real Estate at 855-299-SOLD.
Grant, Mac.
Hey, what's up, guys? Whenever you hear that music, it's a great thing in my book.
Whether it's Thursday or
Tuesday. I feel like we should have a shag,
Tuesday.
Some fluffy rug robe on, Andy. Old school mustache and beards. Yeah.
You're feeling 70s.
Feeling 70s.
Yeah. There you go. Like it is my ringtone, too, by the way. So if my phone is ever not on vibrate or silent, which in the radio industry, it's mostly on those,
Yep. You
will occasionally hear that.
Ooh, that'd be very funny to hear that music go off in the middle of a Brian Snitker press conference or something like
damn
that.
Damn, Grant.
Or the Nick Castellanos. You can't do that.
Yeah, man.
Damn, Grant. Yeah, you can see
that. All right. So obviously, there's a lot of good. We haven't talked to you since the Philly series, so we'll get to some of that as well. But this run that the starters are on is pretty remarkable. I wonder, at this point, are they just sort of competing against each other to make sure they're not the starter that snaps the streak?
Nah, I don't know about that, but I do think that there's a lot of momentum that can be built into that, and the fact that everybody is out there trying to do that job of putting the club in a position to win every single time they go out there. It's not a secret. That's not revolutionary. It's not something that wasn't already their expectation when they went out there. But seeing a streak like this go on, and, you know, as somebody who grew up on the Braves, and obviously, you know, my formative baseball years were spent in the 1990s when you got three Hall of Famers on the staff for the better part of a decade together, this kind of thing didn't happen even back then.
Right.
So it's impressive in so far as what it is. Some of the starts, obviously, you know, fewer innings than others,
right,
and not complete games like those guys were throwing back in the day. But either way, the bulk of the work done by the starters is going to be what helps the bullpen be able to maintain its freshness down the stretch and, of course, put them into positions in October where you can deploy them as you need to, maybe even aggressively as the case may be. It's kind of hard to do it in the regular season, though, if there is a case to be made for that, which maybe we can get to later. You're probably going to lean pretty heavy on your bullpen, your big guys here, as you try to lock in a playoff spot. But the starting rotation, I mean, this is integral to everything the team is doing because, as we've learned over the last 5 months, the offense can be very hit or miss, any and all pun intended.
For folks that may not know exactly the details of the streak, what have the Braves starters done?
23 consecutive starts allowing three earned runs or fewer. Now, as I was saying, the difference in maybe the previous generation's worth of pitchers who maybe weren't able to do that, I mean, every once in a while, you're just going to have a blow-up. You're going to have somebody that, hey, you know, I gave up a three-run homer in the first, and they scored a couple more off me in the sixth, and, you know, you look at my line, and it's just not altogether that great. But that really just hasn't happened to the Braves. I mean, they're still giving up runs. It's still happening, but it's not happening at a very high rate. I think that's the best thing about all of it. But, you know, as with all stats, they benefit from context, and it's not always indicative of the starter carrying the ball to the point where the only person who's coming into the game after them is Raisel Iglesias.
Right.
What's the record of those starts, Grant?
Oh, yeah, in the last 23? I don't know.
I don't have their record pulled up in front of me for that.
It's really, really good that they're doing all these things. Well, and you want to, like, okay, what's the record? Meaning, like, are these starts, is it going in the win column, meaning are they winning more games?
Meaning the starters,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, well, for the club, let's put it in the overall context, because I really would have to pull up the schedule to, you know, see. There are a lot of vulture wins that go on in baseball in this generation. A lot of relievers come in, get a couple of outs, they get the win. The starter threw 5 1/3 innings and left in a tie game. It's just, that's the weird thing about it. That's why it's an unreliable stat to tell you how good a pitcher is. But I digress. Putting that aside, the Braves in their last, seven series now, the only one they've lost has been to the Phillies.
Right.
So if you kind to track this back over the last 3+ weeks, the Braves are playing the level of baseball that they need to, and the starting pitchers doing this is a big reason why.
When I look at this team, Grant, and we know the deficiencies because a lot of it, who's not here and everything like that, but when we talk about the guys that are here, especially some of these replacement players, who's had the biggest impact on this team so far as one of these guys that's come in late after these injuries have occurred?
I mean, I think it's really a kind of a group effort.
Okay.
I mean, the fact that you have a Whit Merrifield available when Ozzie Albies went down, That's kind of a blessing in disguise. And I say that because there's no good time for an injury. I mean, I talked to Whit Merrifield about it, and he said, you hate to come in under these circumstances, but, you know, obviously in Philly, it wasn't working out for him. And he said, there were very few teams I was willing to pick up the phone and listen to. And the Braves were one of those teams. I mean, I think he said there were two clubs. I didn't ask what the other one was, but the Braves got him. And they're happy that they did, because I think he's done a nice job of holding down that spot, of getting on base at a pretty decent level as well, turning a great double play. And then, you know, having a Gio Urshela just out there, you know, looking for work at the time where Austin Riley goes down, that those two moves in particular have been fortuitous. Ramon Laureano was a little bit more of the long game, where Ronald Acuna Jr. went down. Laureano was kind of scuffling in Cleveland. He was just looking for the next spot and came over, played a little bit in Gwinnett, and then over time he's heated up and found more playing time for the Braves. So all three of those guys are big deals. But what they really need, as far as replacements are concerned or reinforcements, they need Jorge Soler to get this thing going.
Right.
I mean, that's really the key to, I think, helping this lineup take a next level step. Matt Olson swinging the bat well, and I believe he has been a lot more lately. You've got Marcel. You feel good about that. They're getting some production from a couple of other guys here and there. But if you could get Jorge Soler going, figure out the top of the order, get Michael Harris, you know, back and comfortable again. This is still an offense that could be better than it has been, but this has been a question that has turned into, at the very least, the longest win. And in some cases, in some points, in some series, it's felt like if the Braves ever get it going, and when would that be? I mean, it's been a conundrum all year long to get them going. But those replacements have been a big part of it, but you need the big bats to do more.
To answer the question from earlier, they're 16-7 in the 23.
Right. Oh,
pretty good.
Okay.
Obviously, you mentioned it. The one series they didn't win over the last seven was a big one last weekend against Philly. One of the big conversations, criticisms coming out of it was the way that Snit was handling the bullpen. What do you make of some of those criticisms?
I think that, I mean, criticism comes with that job, and it's not to say that anybody's right, wrong, or indifferent, though I feel like a lot of times I end up in the indifferent column, because I'm of the belief that you can play matchups, you can play, you know, your hunch or how you feel about what your starter's doing at that point, or whatever the next matchup is if you're already into that bullpen. But there's nothing to say that if you made that move that it was going to work either. It's just you'll never know because you didn't make that move. And if the odds or the matchup was more favorable, then you're going to have the criticism that comes with it. And every manager has that, deals with it, accepts it. It is what it is. One person gets to make the decisions, and that's him. But I would look at, if you're asking kind of tactically speaking, Charlie Morton over 100 pitches in a game, even with a sizable lead, third time through the order, do I want him pitching to a left-hander? Well, probably not, but he struck him out twice, and I actually saw in the graphic in the game yesterday that I didn't know that they threw up on the Bally screen was Charlie Morton's actually got a lower opponent's batting average and OPS third time through the order. I would have thought it goes up because for most starters, the more times you face a lineup, the more looks they get at you, the more you wear down, and the more that they have the opportunity to break through. Some of those things are in there. I didn't hate leaving Charlie Morton in there because he got a pop fly to left field that somehow carried out of the ballpark. That was not a crush job home run that went 450 feet that just makes you immediately look at it and say, how did you not see this coming? It had an expected batting average of 240, and it landed over the wall. I mean, that's baseball sometimes. On the flip side of that, to not make a long story longer, but the other one that I think a lot of people looked at, I would have rode with Spencer Schwellenbach in that inning, even though he gave up those two runs, because of the way he was rolling along, the fact that it was two weak hits before he ended up, you know, giving up that two-run single to Nick Castellanos. I like the way Spencer Schwellenbach was throwing. The Braves really had to lean heavy on the bullpen to sweep the Minnesota series. Mm-hmm. That also affected at least game one of the Philly series. But I'll say all of that and bring it all back to this. The Braves were very competitive in that Philly series. I know there's not a trophy for that. We're not giving those out. But two of those games could have swung either way. Either one of those teams could have come out of there with 3 out of 4. The Phillies did it. They got the hits when they needed to. So I think it always comes back to, can the Braves find a way to outscore their opponents? They're really going to need to do that to win these kind of games.
That was going to be my question to you, Grant, was about this bullpen. And is it to a point where it's getting a little more taxing than it needs to be at this time of year? Or is it one of those things where you're just going to have to fight through it?
Both. It's going to be in danger of that, number one, of getting overtaxed. But secondarily, like, yeah, you are going to have to push your way through. And you manage over that 162. And you know, people may hate this, but I think Brian Snitker makes that a priority to try to not wear guys down in May, June, and July to where those pieces are either broken, unavailable, or tired and ineffective. and not going to be around to do the things you need him to do in crunch time. Now, I know every game counts the same. Ultimately, if you're a team that wins 90 games and, you know, a bunch of them came late, it looks better. But if you got off to a hot start and kind of faded, you know, the way the Braves have, then, you know, or went through a valley, most certainly, you know, that's they all count the same. And I just feel like at this time of year, when it comes down to the bullpen, if you're going to use them a little bit more aggressively, now is the time that you can. But the reason why they're able to do it in the postseason, because I know folks will point to that and say, well, Snit did such a great job in 2021 in the postseason. He used the same guys over and over and was able to do it because of the baked-in travel days that you do not get in the regular season.
Mm-hmm. I think generally everyone agrees with what Whit Merrifield had to say after the game the other night. I mean, it's incredibly frustrating to see guys getting hit over and over again. It's got to be even more frustrating for him to be hit in the head in that situation. And then everything that he said, I think, was spot on. The only thing I don't know the answer to is, what do you do about it? Like, what can baseball actually do about if that is a problem, which I think, again, I think we think it is at least part of a problem. What can baseball actually do about the hit batsmen and the fastballs being not controlled and all of that kind of stuff?
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, there are two things to this, and I hope we have enough time to get to both of them. The first one is when baseball decided in its infinite wisdom to crack down on the substances for, you know, for tackiness on the baseball, it was an overcorrection, I feel like, based on guys that were going out there and using stuff that would glue the ball to the catcher's chest protector. We don't need that in the game, but I also feel like they've over-policed that to this point. The second thing, and this is a bigger, you know, 20-plus year evolution of the game, the strike zone is getting smaller, which is taking guys who may have lived on the margins quite a bit. I think we know a few of those guys in Atlanta that didn't throw 102. And those kind of pitchers, it's harder for them to succeed in the big leagues now. So baseball has said, oh, well, I mean, if these kind of guys aren't really working, then we need to get a bunch of hard throwers. And we need to cycle through these guys and grow them in the minors and bring them up here. And they all throw 96, 97, a lot of them anyway. But so much focus on velocity, but less focus on development in the minors. Because you've got starters now that are expected to come up and be a part of a major league rotation where the expectation used to be 35 turns, 200-plus innings, et cetera. Now, how do you get a guy who only made 22 starts a year in the minors, tops, for 1 or 2 years, and topped out at 120 innings to turn into a 240-inning workhorse? Mm-hmm. Well, you don't. You can't, and it doesn't happen. And I say all that to say the point of emphasis on velocity is a big reason why we're seeing this, because teams have moved in that direction. It's not about precision. It's not about control. It's not about hitting your spots. It's just, let me overpower this generation's worth of hitters. And I will stand by this one as well. I think hitters right now have it worse than any other time in baseball, having to deal with the kinds of pitchers that they're facing in velocity, in spin rate, and so many other things. So it's a very nuanced, and that's a really, really long answer and probably a lot of word salad on top of that.
That's fine.
But, man, it's just, there's a lot in there, and I don't know how you fix it, to answer the question as succinctly as possible.
Right. I don't either. Grant, we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, G-Mac.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.